I will give you all my worship. I will give you all my praise. To you alone I long to worship. You alone are worthy of my praise. I will give you all my worship. I will give you all my praise. To you alone I long to worship. You alone are worthy of my praise.
Put your hands together. Repeat after me. I will worship.
I will worship with all of my heart. I will praise you with all of my strength. I will seek you all of my days. And I will follow
sing.
With all of my heart, with all of my heart, I will praise you. With all of my strength,
church. He's worthy of our praise.
Well, praise the Lord on this rainy Sunday morning, but we do praise the Lord and we give him all praise and glory and honor. If you have your Bibles or you want to look on the overhead, we're at Psalm 39 in our reading this morning, and it's a Psalm of David when David is in distress, chastened for his sins. You know, David could teach others. We learn a lot from David. And this sorrowful psalm is put to music. But often David, when he taught others, he failed in what he knew was right. And that's what this psalm is all about. He's suffering for it. He's musing over his failures, over his enemies that are coming against him, over the brevity of life. And yet David still, he's firm in his faith. So you can follow along, Psalm 39, as I read. I said, I will guard my ways, lest I sin with my tongue. I will restrain my mouth with a muzzle, while the wicked are before me. I was mute with silence. I held my peace even from good, and my sorrow was stirred up. My heart was hot within me. While I was musing, the fire burned. Then I spoke with my tongue, Lord, make me to know my end, and what is the measure of my days, that I may know how frail I am. Indeed, you have made my days as a handbreadth, and my age is as nothing before you. Certainly every man at his best state is but a vapor. Surely every man walks about like a shadow. Surely they busy themselves in vain. He heaps up riches and does not know who will gather them. And now, Lord, what do I wait for? My hope is in you. Deliver me from all my transgressions, and do not make me the reproach of the foolish. I was mute. I did not open my mouth, because it was you who did it. Remove your plague from me. I am consumed by the blow of my hand. When with rebukes you correct man for iniquity, you make his beauty melt away like a moth. Surely every man is a vapor. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and give ear to my cry. Do not be silent at my tears, for I am a stranger with you, a sojourner as all my fathers were. Remove your gaze from me, that I may regain strength before I go away and am no more. Let's remain standing as Stacy comes and opens for us in a word of prayer. And you know, as we worship the Lord, feel free to stand, or you could be seated if you like.
Morning, family. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for your love, your grace, your mercy, your goodness, your kindness to us that draws us to you, your faithfulness to all generations, God. We thank you so much for your Son and his blood shed on the cross for our sins. And God, this morning, as we've just got through reading the psalmist reminds us of who we are and who you are, God. And therefore, Lord, we would pray this morning. You are worthy of all our praise. You are the only one that's worthy of all our praise. And this morning, Lord, as we worship you, Lord, you give us the ability to do so in spirit and in truth. And so this morning, God, we do want to lift up our hearts to you, our minds to you, our lives to you, and sing, Lord, that you are worthy of our praise. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. And we thank you, Lord. We would pray this morning, Lord, for special prayer for our pastors, Pastor Cliff, Pastor Ed, God, that you would continue to minister to them and, Lord, be their physician, Lord, in their time of need for their health, God. Just cover them, Lord, with the prayers of the saints. Cover them with the blessing of your hand. And so, Lord, we ask, have your hand upon this fellowship now. Bless our pastor through the message. Thank you for our worship team that guides us, Lord, and leads us right into your throne of grace. And Lord, it's this place, this throne of grace, that we get to meet with you, God, and we get to have fellowship this morning. So we thank you, Lord. We ask you would bless this time now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Let that be our prayer as the psalmist. Teach us, O Lord, to number our days. Teach us, O Lord, to number our days, that we may be wise in all that we say and do. Oh, teach us to honor you. And strengthen our hearts, that we may declare your wonders, O God. Compassion and care for all. Oh, teach us to honor you. And we will praise you, Lord. And we will praise. Praise you, Lord. Yes, we will praise. teach us, oh Lord. Teach us, oh Lord, to number our days, that we may be wise in all that we say and do. Oh, teach us to honor you. Strengthen our hearts, that we may declare your wonders, oh God, compassion and care for all. Oh, teach us to honor you. Sing it out and we will praise you. And we will praise. Of our God, may the beauty of our God be on our face. So teach us, oh Lord, to number our days, that we may be wise in all that we say and do. Oh, teach us to honor. Strengthen our hearts, that we may declare your wonders, oh God, compassion and care for all. Oh, teach us to honor you. Oh, we praise you, Lord, and we will praise. The lamp unto our feet, a light unto our path.
Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Thy word is a lamp to my feet and a light unto my path. When I feel afraid,
thy word.
There's nothing worth more that will ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living hope. Your
come flood this place and fill the atmosphere.
sing it out.
Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become
thank you, God, for your goodness and the story that you give to us in your word. Father, for when we look at that book, the good book, the Holy Bible, we don't just see stories broken up into 66 books and a bunch of letters, God. We see as a whole, if we were to read from Genesis to Revelation, a love story, love letter to you, to me, the story of our lives. And when we see it, we realize that is his story in us. I love it in Psalm 139, verse 13. It says, we are wonderfully and fearfully made. He knows us, each and every one of us. That story is in each of us, that good news, good word. And he loves each and every one of you today. And I want you to remember that. I think he wants you to remember that. That today your story is his story. It's my story. So let's give him glory. Let's all stand and sing this song. It's a new song. My story. If I told you my story, told you my story, you would hear love, never gave up. If I told you my story, you would hear life, but it wasn't mine. If I could speak, of the kindness of Jesus that draws If I told you my story, you would hear victory over the enemy. If I told you my story, you would hear freedom that was won for me. If I told you my story, you would hear life overcome the grave. If I should speak, then let it be of the grace that is greater than all my sin, of when justice was served. My Savior all the day long.